College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today, broadcasting live from the Borgata in Atlantic City as we get ready for the Phillies to open up the second half of their season tonight. Angels coming into town. We'll obviously talk about that throughout the course of the show a lot as the Phils get going again with a series at home against the Angels. Do you still believe that this team can win a World Series? One of the things we're talking about today, we'll have Beat the Kelly is what we're dubbing this, Buzz.
Yes, it is officially called Beat the Kelly.
Okay, Beat the Kelly coming up.
You nervous? At 7:45. Are you excited?
I'm excited. What's the category?
I don't tell you that.
He can't tell you.
What are you trying to
say? I was trying to get him to
slip.
I was channeling my inner hammer there.
Yeah, I know. You're looking for a little edge. Yeah. So I know last time you were in, I did Beat the Beat, where I did the Phillies questions.
That's
I'm kind of glad that you're the one taking the heat today.
Okay.
After doing the afternoon show yesterday, I just feel like my brain can't handle that right now.
Beat the Beat is such a great title.
It is. I'm pretty proud of that one.
That was a Tom Kelly production.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, I want to give Buzz some credit for Quiet Riot right there.
Ugh.
Coming back with Quiet Riot from the break. Now that song,
I didn't appreciate Tom's groan there.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I hear the sentence, I got to give Buzz credit. It's just like,
that song was not actually originally written by Quiet Riot, which is surprising to me because I was a huge Quiet Riot fan back in 1983, which is when that came out. That Metal Health was the name of that album back when you would listen to the whole album. But man, that song tore this country up, man.
That's some good
that
Quiet Riot knowledge.
Like 10 MTV video countdown. That thing was at the top because that, and it was glam rock and it was just cheesy looking. But that's a great song. Well, great song to bring us back with.
There you go. Maybe it'll be maybe it'll be musical related. The Beat the Kelly at 7:45. We'll see.
It's sports. I'll tell you, it's sports.
Oh, good. All right, that's good. That's
good. All you're getting.
Pop
right
culture
now.
Last time did not go well for me.
Yeah. So, no, not that's not your forte, is it?
You know, I'm glad we're doing sports today. 215-592-9494. So you want to get on the Phils? You're welcome to. If you want to try to convince John to get behind Joe today, we have 3 hours. 3 hours. By the end of the show, my goal is to get John
Joe
Ritchie
in his quest
to get
to prove
John
that
Ritchie
he's a better athlete than Jack Fritz.
No, to
I
get
don't believe that.
No, it's to support your teammate. You're thinking about it too literally. This is a personal thing, John. You need to get behind Joe. You need to support him. And this turned into a show versus show thing, whether you like it or not. I mean, the afternoon show has made this what it is. You got to get behind him. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And our side topic today, who or what gets caught off the Colville play thing yesterday. But I did want to mention something else that came to mind with the Joel Embiid conversation. We talked obviously a lot about that article yesterday. And, you know, I saw both sides of it, and I still do see both sides of it. Like, there's plenty of blame to go around when you look at the Joel Embiid era and why things have gone the way that they've gone. But the more I think about this piece, the more frustrated I get that Joel Embiid decided to do this right now. Because regardless of who's at fault, regardless of what the Sixers have done or haven't done, how they manage his injuries or not, Joel Embiid is still a part of this organization right now. And, I mean, he's supposed to be the leader of the team. This is supposed to be a year in which, theoretically, you're still trying to compete for a championship. And being in that spot in the organization, I don't know how doing this piece right now and coming out and basically burying the organization, which is a lot of what Joel Embiid did, I don't know how that's beneficial to anything for the team for this season. And it just kind of bothers me that he went about it this way. And again, I'm not saying everything, you know, it's fully his fault for the way things have gone. I still do place the majority of blame on Joel Embiid for the way things have gone here. But I don't understand why he decided to do this interview right now. And I think with Joel, you always look at it, and I think he's a very smart guy. But we know he's passive aggressive. And I do wonder, like, I never think Joel Embiid would be the guy to come out and say, I want to get traded, because I don't think he'd want the fans to turn against him in that way. I wonder if this is kind of a passive-aggressive get-me-out-of-here situation with Joel Embiid. What do you think, John? Like, what do you think, as a guy being a leader of a team, how is it beneficial to the team for him to come and do this?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now.
It's absolutely not, Tom. And it's a perceptive point by you. This is the way a thoughtful NBA player begins the, you know, get me out of here movement. Like that, my fear is that's the way it looks. You know, like, doesn't it make sense that Joel is, he really is more of an introspective type guy than most NBA stars that I can think of. You know, doesn't it just sort of feel like this is him sending that salvo, like, hey, I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I can't do it anymore. So here's why, you know, let me show you a little bit. Like, let me give you a peek behind the glass. It just feels like he's trying to justify what would be the move that we, you know, have debated for a couple years now. Some of us longer than that. You know, when should Joel be no longer a Sixer?
Right, and there are some people that, I mean, some people will just defend Joel regardless, and, you know, it's never his fault, and he shouldn't be held accountable for anything, but I look at this situation, and I just think if your goal is really to try to come back and get the knee healthy and come back and win this year, to come out and say, basically, oh, I'm not going to be part of team meetings anymore, you know, I can't trust the guys around me, that's not beneficial to your team. And
that's crazy, Tom.
Yeah. I
like
mean, that
part
you
that you just
that.
Mentioned.
You can't do that.
I'm not going saying, you know, I can't be part of team meetings. Like these are all things like, holy cow, is this really happening? Like you can't go back from that. Like if you no longer take part in team meetings, and that sounds like that's what we're talking about. Like, there is not a future
for you within this
organization moving forward with this team.
Yeah, and he essentially said, like, he's not collaborating with the Sixers on his injury right now. He basically said, oh, I'm going to play when I want to play, and, you know, they're going to have to like it. And it just feels to me like this is like a soft trade request. Like, he is trying to force the Sixers' hand here. But I don't think, like, I think he's got to be real about the options. Here's Bobby Marks yesterday on ESPN talking about the Sixers and Embiid and how this thing moves forward.
Partnership between Philadelphia and Joel Embiid, there's no turning back, right? Like, they've got to make this work, certainly from the Embiid health perspective here. And I remember last September when Joel Embiid had 2 years left on his contract and he wound up signing that 3-year max extension. And that drew a lot of ire across the league. Why would Philadelphia commit another 3 years to a player that certainly is an MVP candidate, but it certainly has been injury related? And here you look at it. There's 4 years, $242 million. Malika, the last year of that contract is $69 million. That is the danger zone of contracts. So for both sides, they've got to make it work here, for better or worse.
And that is the mindset that I wish Joel Embiid had. Because, you know, whether the Sixers want to trade him, whether Joel Embiid wants to get traded, logically, that's probably not happening right now. I mean, nobody's probably trading for him, considering his health situation and considering the salary.
4 years, $60 million, $60.5 million a year. Yeah.
They're just going to have to make it work here. And I again, part of it is because I do think Joel Embiid is very intelligent, and I think he's very measured, and I think when he does things, he does them for a reason, and there's a purpose behind it. And the more I think about it, the more I feel like he's trying to force his way out of here. And I don't like that being the mindset right now, because everybody's goal should be, okay, we might not be happy about how things went down. He might not be happy about the Sixers, how they managed his injury. I'm sure the Sixers aren't happy about the fact that he played in the Olympics last year. So it's time to put all that behind you and try to figure out a way to make it work. I don't feel like Joel's trying to do that right now.
I didn't really read it as that. I didn't read it as him, requesting a trade or wanting out. I read it as, because he even mentioned in the article, like, every time I talk to media, it gets kind of twisted and people overanalyze what I, and we're doing it right now, but, like, I'm kind of in the middle, because I don't like some of the things he said, but then at the same time, I do feel like it was almost an explanation, not necessarily excuse making, although I see how it could be read that way, but an explanation into just like what he's been through and his journey to like get to where we're at right now, which is, I think he's aware, like, not a good spot with the Sixers. And he's not, like, I didn't love what he said about the team meetings. I didn't love, you know, that he, I don't know how I feel about him saying, like, well, I'm going to basically come back when I'm ready. I'm not going to let anyone force me to, because that hasn't worked in the past. But I also think, like, it hasn't worked in the past when the Sixers medical team hasn't really helped him. I mean, he said at the start of his career with the Sixers, he had interns helping him, and he was trying to tell them his foot didn't feel right, and they weren't believing him. So I think it was more like, this is my side of the story, so you guys all, you know, are aware.
I don't disagree. I just don't, like, to me, there's just no productive value in coming out and saying that right now. Like, there's no value in coming out and saying that right now when you're still a part of it. You're still part of the organization.
Right, right. You know? Like, would I have loved to see him, you know, instead talk about how he's welcoming in and being a leader to guys like VJ Edgecombe and, you know, the younger guys who are on the team? Yeah. Like, I don't think that it's productive, but I also, I don't think it's him saying, like, I went out. I think it's him saying, like, here's my explanation, whether it does good or not, which I don't think it's going to do much good for him.
Yeah, and that's just my read on it, but I want to know how other people feel. 215-592-9494. Do you think Joel Embiid wants to be a Sixer anymore? Because that was my biggest takeaway. I don't think he wants to be here. I don't think he wants to play here. I think he wants a fresh start. Whether that's going to work or not, we'll see. But, and again, just my read, not saying definitively right. Who knows what goes on with Joel and what he's actually thinking. But do you think Joel Embiid wants to play here anymore? I don't.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.